by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Reading from Chapter 10, The Opulence of the Absolute. Text 7. Chapter 10, text 7. Please repeat. Etam vibhutim yogam cha.
Etam vibhutim yogam cha.
Etam vibhutim yogam cha.
Etam vibhutim yogam cha.
Mama yo veti tatvata.
Mama yo veti tatvata.
Mama yo veti tatvata. Sovikalpena yogena.
Sovikalpena yogena.
Sovikalpena yogena.
Sovikalpena yogena.
Yujate natra samshaya.
Yujate natra samshaya.
Yujate natra samshaya.
Yujate natra
samshaya. Etam vibhutim yogam cha. Mama yo veti tatvata. So vikalpena yogena. Yujate natra samshaya. Etam vibhutim yogam cha. Mama yo veti tatvata. So vikalpena yogena. Yujate natra samshaya. Chapter 10, text 7. Anybody want to try?
Etam vibhutim yogam cha.
Mama yo veti tatvata. Savikalpena yogena. Yujate natra samshaya. Etam vibhutim yogam cha. Mama yoveta natvata. Sovikalpena yogena. Yujate natra samshaya. Etam vibhutim yogam cha. Mama yo veti tatvata. Yogena. Yujate natra samshaya. Etam vibhutim yogam cha. Mama yo veti tatvata. Sovikalpena yogena. Yujate natra samshaya. Etam. All this. Vibhutim. Opulence. Yogam. Mystic power. Cha. Also. Mama. Of mine. Ya. Anyone who. Veti. Knows. Tatvata. Factually, sa, he, avikalpena, without division, yogena, in devotional service, yujate, is engaged, na, never, atra, here, samshaya, doubt. Translation: one who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mine engages in unalloyed devotional service. Of this there is no doubt. Please repeat. One who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mine engages in unalloyed devotional service. Of this there is no doubt. Purport. The highest summit of spiritual perfection is knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless one is firmly convinced of the different opulences of the Supreme Lord, he cannot engage in devotional service. Generally, people know that God is great, but they do not know in detail how God is great. Here are the details. If one knows factually how God is great, then naturally he becomes a surrendered soul and engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord. When one factually knows the opulence, when one factually knows the opulences of the Supreme, there is no alternative but to surrender unto him. This factual knowledge can be known from the descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and similar literatures. In the administration of this universe, there are many demigods distributed throughout the planetary system, and the chief of them are Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the four great Kumaras, and the other patriarchs. There are many forefathers of the population of the universe, and all of them are born of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original forefather of all forefathers. These are some of the opulences of the Supreme Lord. When one is firmly convinced of them, he accepts Krishna with great faith and without any doubt, and he engages in devotional service. All this particular knowledge is required in order to increase one's interest in the loving devotional service of the Lord. One should not neglect to understand fully how great Krishna is, for by knowing the greatness of Krishna, one will be able to be fixed in sincere devotional service. Om Gyanati Mrandasha Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Shri Taitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Kurun Vaisnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. O my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Rate Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadata Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Etam Viputim Yogam Cha, Mama Yoveti Tatvata, Sovi Kalpena Yogena, Yujitena Trasamshaya. One who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mine engages in unalloyed devotional service. Of this, there is no doubt. So Krishna is continuing to tell Arjuna about his opulences. So in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, first we got an overview of what was happening on the battlefield. Then Krishna started telling the elementary knowledge you're not the body, you're a spirit soul, and description of the soul. Then he was talking about karma yoga, transcendental knowledge. Then he was talking about dhyan yoga, meditation, how the yogis meditate on the super soul. Then he was giving some knowledge about the difference between material energy and spiritual energy. And then chapter 8, he was explaining the importance of remembering Krishna at the time of death. Then in chapter 9, he was describing bhakti yoga. Now he's telling about his opulences. So he's told us about bhakti yoga, but now he has to get us to do bhakti yoga. He has to tell so many things about himself that we really realize who he really is. So he was saying in the last few verses about the difference. Back to verse 6, yesterday's verse. The seven great sages and before them the four other great sages and the Manus, they come from me. So he's describing how all these great personalities, he's the source of these great personalities. The four Kumaras, Brahma, Shiva, the top people in the universe, he's the father of them. So in the purport, Prabhupada was saying that Krishna is the forefather, the original forefather of all forefathers. So can anyone think of a verse that Krishna says something like this, like he's the father? Or there's one or two that he directly says, I am the father. Can you remember any? Yes, seed giving father. Which one's that? You know which one it is? 917, let's have a look. Oh, really? Yes, I am the father of the universe, yeah. They're very nice. Yes, Ahambija, that's the same one that that Mark was saying. 14? Chapter 14? 6? 4? 14.4. I am the seed-giving father. I'll read the verse because it's very nice. Savyoni shukanteya mutaya sambhavantiya tasam brahma mahatyoni aham bija pradapita. I am the seed-giving father. Any more? Anyone remember which one that is? I'm the father, I'm the mother, the witness, the sustainer. Is it in chapter 7? In 7 he also says things like that. He starts off in chapter 7 saying, I'm the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon. Then he goes on and gives all these, I am this, I am that. Is it one of those? No. He does it several times in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, at the back of the book, at the back of the Bhagavad Gita, there's an index, and if we look under witness, we might find it. Look in the index at the back, under witness. Oh, Krishna as. Maybe it's Krishna as. Under K, there are a few columns about Krishna. Krishna as witness. Okay, it's 9:18. He says, I'm the witness. It doesn't say, no, it's not the one that he says, oh, that's the one before it. Oh, right. So it's 9:17. And the father of this universe, the mother, the support, and the grandson. And the next one is, I'm the witness. So if we just take a few minutes just to think about the most amazing thing about Krishna, what makes us, why we're in devotional service, what is it that's so amazing? Everyone probably has a different motivation for what's the most amazing thing or something that's amazing about Krishna. Yes? The happiness? So he gives you happiness, gives us happiness? Taste for the taste. The king of rasa. Why are you in Krishna consciousness? Money doesn't make people smile, but Krishna does. Actually, the guests who come here sometimes, they say, you all look so happy. Is it real? To be happy doesn't mean we have a big grin on our face all the time. It's that feeling of peace inside. There's no fear anymore. Prabhupada was grave sometimes. He had a very, very serious mission. But he always had that connection with Krishna. He was hiding his ecstasy. No, but people do say that when they come here. They do notice. The guests do notice. They say, you all look so happy. It's something that comes from inside. It's kind of radiating happiness more than that everyone's got a big grin. They all say, oh, it's so peaceful here, and they can feel it, that there's something here. Professor Gopal? Oh, really? That's in it. Krishna is in every atom. What I was very happy about when I joined Krishna consciousness was that Krishna also has his personal form. That he's got, you know, this form with the flute and in Vrindavan. There's something to look at. It's not just an energy or an idea. That he's got activities and pastimes. I wanted to read something. from Krishna book. It's when Indra realized that Krishna was God, he gets this realization, I think this little blue guy is God, and how he reacts. Krishna book, chapter 27, prayers by Indra, the king of heaven. Indra is the king of heaven. So this is what he did. When Krishna saved the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the wrath of Indra by lifting Govardhan Hill, a Surabhi cow from Goloka Vrindavan, as well as King Indra from the heavenly planets, appeared before him. Indra, the king of heaven, was conscious of his offense before Krishna. Therefore, he appeared before him in a secluded place. He immediately fell down at the lotus feet of Krishna, although his own crown was dazzling like the sunshine. Indra knew about the exalted position of Krishna, because Krishna is the master of Indra, but he could not believe that Krishna could come down and live in Vrindavan among cowherd men. When Krishna defied the authority of Indra, Indra became angry because he thought that he was all in all within this universe and that no one was as powerful as he. But after this incident, his false, puffed-up prestige was destroyed. Being conscious of his subordinate position, he appeared before Krishna with folded hands and began to pray and began to offer the following prayers. My dear Lord, Indra said, being puffed up by my false prestige, I thought that you had offended me by not allowing the cowherd men to perform the Indra Yagya, and I thought that you wanted to enjoy the offerings that were arranged for the sacrifice. I thought that in the name of a Govardhan sacrifice, you were taking my share of the profit, and therefore I mistook your position. Now, by your grace, I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, and that you are transcendental to all material qualities. Your transcendental position is Vishuddhasattva, which is above the platform of the material mode of goodness. And your transcendental abode is beyond the disturbance of the material qualities. Your name, fame, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes are all beyond this material nature, and they are never disturbed by the three modes. My dear Lord, you are the original father of this cosmic manifestation. You are the supreme spiritual master of this cosmic world. And you are the original proprietor of everything. What does that mean? Original proprietor of everything. What does that mean? Proprietor. Owner, yeah. It's an old English word. We don't use it very much anymore. Occasionally above a shop you would see proprietor. Probably Prabhupada had above his shop. Proprietor Apai Charande. They don't use this word so much now, but he means he's the owner. So he owns everything. You are competent to chastise offenders. Within this material world, there are many fools like me who consider themselves to be the Supreme Lord or the all-in-all within the universe. You are so merciful that without accepting their offenses, you devise means so that their false prestige is subdued and that they can know you and that they can know that you and no one else are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, I committed a great offense at your lotus feet, being falsely proud of my material opulences, not knowing about your unlimited power. Therefore, my Lord, kindly excuse me, because I am fool number one. This nice expression that Prabhupada has, fool number one. So Indra is saying, I am fool number one. Kindly give me your blessing so that I may not act so foolishly again. So Indra is talking. If you think, my Lord, that the offense is very great and cannot be excused, then I appeal to you that I am your eternal servant. You appear in this world to give protection to your eternal servants and to destroy the demons who maintain great military strength just to burden the very existence of the earth. As I am your eternal servant, kindly excuse me. My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I offer my respectful obeisances to you because you are the Supreme Person and the Supreme Soul. You are the Son of Vasudeva and you are the Supreme Lord Krishna, the Master of all pure devotees. Please accept my prostrated obeisances. You are the personification of Supreme Knowledge. You can appear anywhere according to your desire in any one of your eternal forms. You are the root of all creation and the Supreme Soul of all living entities. Due to my gross ignorance, I caused a great disturbance in Vrindavan. Great disturbance, he was trying to kill them. He was trying to cause a massacre. I caused a great disturbance in Vrindavan by sending torrents of rain and a heavy hailstorm. I acted out of severe anger caused by your stopping the sacrifice which was to be held to satisfy me. But, my dear Lord, you are so kind that you have bestowed your mercy upon me by destroying all my false pride. I therefore take shelter of your lotus feet. Thus praised by Indra, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, smiled beautifully and then replied in a grave voice, like a rumbling cloud. At this time, Krishna is about seven years old, little, looking like a little seven-year-old boy. So he's saying in a grave voice, like a rumbling cloud, "My dear Indra, I stopped your sacrifice just to show you my causeless mercy and to remind you that I am your eternal master. I am the master of not only of you, but of all the other demigods as well. You should always remember that all your material opulence are due to my mercy. No living entity can independently become opulent. One must be favored by my mercy. Everyone should always remember that I am the Supreme Lord. I can show anyone my favor and I can chastise anyone, because no one is superior to me. If I find someone overpowered by false pride, in order to show him my causeless mercy, I withdraw all his opulences. It is noteworthy that Krishna sometimes removes all of a rich man's opulences in order to facilitate his becoming a soul surrendered to him. This is a special favor of the Lord. Sometimes it is seen that a person is very opulent materially, but due to his devotional service to the Lord, he may be reduced to poverty. One should not think, however, that because he worshipped the Supreme Lord that he became poverty-stricken. The real purport is that when a person is a pure devotee, but at the same time, by miscalculation, wants to lord it over material nature, the Lord shows his special mercy by taking away all material opulences until he at last surrenders unto the Supreme Lord. After instructing Indra, Lord Krishna asked him to return to his kingdom in the heavenly planets and to remember always that he is never supreme but is always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He also advised him to remain a king of heaven, but to be careful of false pride. After this, the transcendental Sarabi cow, who had come with Indra to see Krishna, offered her respectful obeisances to him and worshipped him. The Sarabi offered her prayer as follows. "My dear Lord Krishna, you are the most powerful of all mystic yogis. Because you are the soul of the complete universe, and only from you has all this cosmic manifestation taken place. Therefore, although Indra tried his best to kill my descendant cows in Vrindavan, they remained under your shelter, and you have protected them all so well. We do not know anyone else as the Supreme, nor do we go to any other god or demigod for protection. Therefore, you are our Indra. You are the Supreme Father of the whole cosmic manifestation, and you are the protector and elevator of all the cows, brahmanas, demigods, and others who are pure devotees of your lordship. O Supersoul of the universe, let us bathe you with our milk, for you are our Indra. O Lord, you appear just to diminish the burden of the pure impure activities on the earth. Then the Sarabi cow bathed Krishna with her milk, and Indra bathed him with his water of the celestial Ganges through the trunk of his carrier elephant. What's his elephant's name? Aravita? After this, the Sarabi cows and all the demigods and their mothers joined the heavenly king Indra in worshipping Krishna by bathing him with Ganges water and the milk of the Sarabis. Thus Govinda, Lord Krishna, was pleased with all of them. So now we'll have some nice kirtan. Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Krishna book ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.